Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Words.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to Miss J in the Morning. I'm your host this morning, Miss J, and it is again an awesome day. And what a great way to start it right here on Miss J in the Morning. Got a little frog kind of coming in my throat, y'all. Y'all know how it is at this time of year. It gets cold and it gets hot because you're under the heat and you're outside and it's wet and it's raining. But regardless of how you feel, you have to make sure that you change your perspective. Don't keep complaining about everything. Where do we get off complaining so much? I have never in my short time here on Earth experienced so much complaining in the world. Yes, I'm at the top of the show already getting y'all to change your perspective, to change your thoughts, to change your habits, to OD, all positivity. That's what we do right here, Miss J in the Morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, right here, blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions. And we are featured on iartistradio.com. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am so excited. We're almost at 10,000 listeners. I am so excited. I'm so excited. So excited. So blessed and so grateful for everything that God has for us. You're connected, so you're receiving it too. It's not just me, and I know it ain't just you. I know you got a lot of awesome things going on in your life, but we want to take time to show our appreciation to God before we do anything else, before you celebrate. It's just everybody getting ready for Christmas. We're trying to open up some gifts, and before you get to jumping around and clapping your hands and excited because you got what you wanted, say thank you. Say, you know what, just thank you. Take the time to show your appreciation. So I'm going to take a moment to show my appreciation right before we get into spiritual warfare today, y'all. I'm on it today. We definitely going to do it. We definitely going into 2013 different. We starting now. We ain't going to wait till the year turns over, and then we're going to try to get on it. We getting on it now. But before we do that, I want to take time to say I appreciate everything, all the gifts that I have, even the trials and the tribulations. I am grateful. I thank God for everything. So let's take a spoken word break, show our appreciation, and I'll be right back after this. You've tuned in to Miss J in the Morning.
As I stand here before you with my arms spread wide, I just want to take a second to pull myself out to tell you how much you mean to me. See, my life was in shambles because I was just chasing things that my mind scrambled. Unaware that every second away from you, my heart withered like a flower with no rain, like cold nights upon flames. Such a shame, all the time that I wasted while the poison of the world I tasted. Face it, I gave in to my curiosity, not caring of your thoughts for me or your life for me. I ran away as you saw after me, drastically diving into the world of chaos, and rapidly the moments I'd gained became the years I'd lost. I walked down the unknown roads I crossed as my soul, like a puppet on the waves, was tossed. But from the throne in heaven, you beckoned my soul and told me you can take this broken mess and make it whole. And still I ran. As my mother prayed, I ran. As my sister prayed, I ran. Right into my own coffin, I ran. Your praises no longer sang, but swam with the damned. Until one day I slammed into myself. And as I searched the face in the mirror, the lifeless eyes, the mind not wise, who fell victim to the world that was sensationalized, I realized I was watching me die. And so I said goodbye, and you reached down like lightning needs the ground, and flowers stretched towards the sun. I stretched towards the one who loved me even when I became undone. My anchor was your grace that led me into the secret place where the Most High dwells and reveals his face to the unfaithful and rejected. To me, consume me like fire consumes paper, evaporate me like mist or water vapor, solidify me like water into ice, and purify me and remove every vice. Captivate my mind until I reach the state where my thoughts cease to be, where I'm shackled to your side and you control all of me. Not just what I wanna give up, not just where I wanna obey, but perform open heart surgery on me and remove the parts that have decayed. Let me fade away like a celebrity's fame or fortune, as I dive deeper into my depths of my God-directed soul searching. Cause I need you. Cause life is not life without you. Cause the shadows of my past creep on today's skies, trying to change my mind's forecast from free to paralyzed. I've realized that you are the sustenance of my living. Intertwine our hearts so that mind follows your rhythm. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Let them beat as one, as the seeds of iniquity in me become undone. Lord, Father, King, Savior, be present in my thoughts and my behavior, that my life will be a dedication to you now and forever, that I may achieve my full potential in whatever endeavor. You never said it would be easy, and I wouldn't expect it to be, cause you're ripping out of me all the sin you detect within me. But the pain of my loss don't compare to the pain of your cross, so do what you gotta do to get connected with me and bring out the plans that you've selected for me. So, as I stand here before you with my arms spread wide, I just wanna take a second to pour myself out, to tell you how much you mean to me, for all that I am or ever will be. I am because of you.
Lord, this is a song to give you thanks. Help me express myself, Lisa.
For every time you protected me when I didn't know your name. When it seemed like I was losing
every opportunity I get to start my day with you all to help you OD on positivity. I know there's no accidents in God. It's not just a coincidence that you happen to tune in today. There are no coincidences in God. There's nothing that can surprise God. Nothing happens that God don't know about before it even starts. Good or what we consider bad, but all things work together for the good of those who love him and are called. We are called. Y'all have been set apart, sanctified. Y'all have been anointed. You have been crushed. The anointing comes with the experience, the crushing, the pressing, all the stuff that you are going through that makes you uncomfortable is what makes you anointed. You wonder why, you know, I see some of y'all on Facebook, why everybody got my name out. I ain't even did nothing. It's the anointing. It attracts. It attracts all the great people around you. It also attracts haters. That's what it attracts. It attracts haters. It attracts the enemy. But just know the enemy can't do anything without getting God's permission first. So if he presented himself, God had to say, go ahead. And God is not going to say, go ahead, if he know you ain't going to make it through it. So just change your perspective. Let's look for that silver lining. Let's let the devil know, look, we already know you're going to lose. So just chill. Just chill. I ain't even going to entertain it. I ain't even going to give you, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to step back sometimes, excuse me, sometimes we need a little help, but we already know that we win. We don't lose. We got to fight. You can't just get all depressed and close yourself in your house and you don't want to get out, you don't want to do nothing, you ain't talking to nobody. Sometimes it's okay to stay in silence and listen to what God has, but don't hide in fear. We are warriors. We are more than conquerors. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You don't ask the enemy to give it back to you. You take it back. Somebody takes something from you that don't belong to you, what you going to do? Can I please have that back? No, you're going to take it back. So today we're going to take it back. Spiritual warfare today, Ms. J in the morning, just wanted to take time to say thank you, first of all, for God loving us enough and trusting us enough to have this life that we have this ministry that we have this job, this family. Everything that we have to make sure to show appreciation and be thankful. But sometimes we got to show some folk. We got to show the enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, all this craziness that's going on underlying. It ain't that person. They really don't hate you. They just really allow the enemy to use them to get you in a place where you're distracted from the things that God is going to do in your life. So if it feels like all hell is breaking loose, celebrate. Let them know you ain't stopping me. Ain't nothing you going to do going to shake me. I know that if this happens, you see something I can't see. You know why the enemy is after you so much? Because he sees your future. The enemy knows your future. The enemy knows. He sees it. He said, hold up. She about to get it? No, wait, hold up. Okay, God, I know you're going to give it to her, and I can't do nothing about that. So can I distract her? Can I throw this in there? Can I send my little imps to go in and do some things so she can miss it for a little bit? God said, go ahead, because I know my girl got it. Okay, I know he about to get it, but can I send this girl right here? Because I know he was dealing with pornography. I know he was dealing with this, and if I send this hot chick right here, he going to fall for her, and he going to get distracted. And God going to say, go ahead, because I know my boy got it. So you got to let folks know, look, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm going to be positive in every way of spiritual warfare today, y'all. We got to keep fighting. You got to fight your way into 2013. You can't coast and say, well, forget everything I've been through. We're just going to start all over next year. I hear y'all. Y'all think I just be saying stuff. I don't have a script. The Holy Spirit tells me the same way he's in you, he's in me. And he tells me y'all be tripping. Y'all be tripping sometimes. And how I know? Because I be tripping sometimes. I'm in it with you. Y'all know right here, Ms. J in the morning, we keep it real. Keep it real, starting our day off the right way, shaking off all that stuff that happened last night and yesterday, even some stuff that happened when you first got up this morning. Shake it off. Keep it pushing. So that's what we're going to do in spiritual warfare. We're going to keep praising. We're going to keep it hype. We're going to keep it going. Ain't no stopping. So tell everybody to tune in. You can listen on your phone, 714-816-4743. You can also log on your computer and listen by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Production. So let's get to this music, y'all. Wake it up.
It's your girl, Be Inspired, and you're tuned in to my girl, Ms. J, in the morning. Holla.
to stop dancing. Kiara Sheeran, you don't know. That's an oldie but Grady. I love that song. Yeah, I said oldie but Grady. Yes, not good. That song is great. That song gets me up and gets me going all the time. That was my testimony song for about 3 years. You don't know like I know what God has done for me. You hear that all the time. Don't judge a book by its cover. You don't know what folks have gone through. You don't know what people are going through. Be careful how you treat people. Be careful how you treat people. Be careful how you treat people. You don't know what they're going through at that moment. You don't know what's going on in their minds at that moment. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know where they're going. Touch not my anointed, nor do my prophets any harm. It's not just God saying, look, don't touch my kids. God is saying, be careful how you treat people because you don't know. You might meet them one day. You don't know. People say, don't burn bridges. That type of thing. You guys make it all light and airy, like, oh, well, I ain't never going to meet them. You wonder why you're going through some things. It might be some words, some seeds that you sown. You might went off on somebody and try to snap on them real quick or did something real devious out of your emotions, and you're wondering why you're going through some things right now. And God said, I told you, don't touch this one. Because even though they look the way that they look right now, even though they're doing what they're doing right now, I have great plans for them. You are not the judge. You may see the person on the street right now. You may have known them when they were drinking. You may have known them when they were on drugs, but you don't know where God is taking them. So then when they're walking into their full anointing, the first thing you're going to do is open your mouth and say, oh, well, I remember when. Y'all know we do that, whether you're in church or not. I done did it before. Oh, now they want to sit here and be all high and mighty, but I remember when. Just the other week they was talking about, now they want to talk about Jesus. See, that right there going to get your butt so up. And you make sure you don't want to get in that position. You don't know like I know what God has done for me. I got haters. We all got haters. And I tell them all the time, you better take your mouth off me. Now, I'm not warning you for me. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray for you because you don't know what God got for me. You don't know what God has spoken to people. You don't know what type of dreams that they've had. You don't know what they're going through. And they might lash out at you. They might lash out at you and do something to you. You just be like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to step back. Because you're going through some things right now, and I don't want to sit here and mess myself up because I'm trying to retaliate against what you're doing, trying to mess me up. Okay, I'm going to let y'all break free. Let's marinate on that right now. But no matter what the situation is, we're going to win. We win, 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 no matter what. Y'all know how we do it right here, Ms. J, in the morning. We're going to get right back into some music. I told you it's spiritual warfare. So all the songs today, we're going to continue to fight. We're going to continue to go. We're going to continue to keep it rocking. We ain't stopping. There's no losing. Shout out to Sam Collier out there in the ATL. My bro doing it big. Nominated for a Grammy. I'm so excited. Doing awesome things with the King Center out there in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to the No Losing team, nolosing.com. He's on volume 3 right now. Watch me win. Volume 1, volume 2, volume 3. The entire album is online available for download for free. Those of you who have children, teenage children, even middle school kids, and you like, I hate that music they listen to, tell them to log on to nolosing.com. Listen to it yourself. They're going to love it, and it's ministry. It ain't that old boo-boo, you know, I got to keep it real. It ain't that sing-songy, yeah, Jesus is the homie type music. No, this boy is back. This boy is taking beats that we know and that we love, and he's putting a word in it. He's speaking to children. He's bringing children off of the streets. He's bringing children up. He has been to hundreds of schools and touched thousands of lives with the No Losing campaign. You need to join it. There is nowhere I have ever seen somebody invest. He is signed with CSAC. The boy is legit. He's been doing it, written for India Irie, done major stuff, and he has 3 albums for free. Y'all ain't got no excuse. You hate what your kids is buying? Give them something. Ain't nobody doing nothing where they buying CDs no more. Everything is digital. Go ahead. All you do is put your email address in. They email you the link. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to worry about them sending you emails. So all them excuses is gone. Speak life into your kids, into the next generation, because they're the ones that are going to lead us when we're too old to do it ourselves. So this next song is the first single that was released, the self-titled track of the entire project, No Losing. The only option you have is winning. It's prophetic. There's no losing. It's us and I making a choice to win. No, You have no choice but to win. No losing. Miss J in the morning. We'll be right back after this.
No losing.
Right.
Yeah. No losing.
Y'all ready to know what this is, man?
Here we go.
I'm speaking prophetically to myself. Those of us who know we need to get back into some kind of workout regimen, we need to get back into somebody's gym. We sit here and spend all this money on shoes, and we complain about paying for a gym membership. I know I'm guilty. I told y'all, I'm going to call myself out. I'm not going to call y'all out, too, without making sure that I'm listening to the words and I'm speaking. There's no losing. I used to play that song on the treadmill when I was in ATL. I'm not losing. Keep going, man. As long as it's 3 minutes, and I tell you, I'll be working up a sweat. No losing. Miss J ain't going to lose. We're going to lose some pounds. We're going to lose some cholesterol. We're going to lose some stress and some high blood pressure. Come on, y'all. Now, y'all know I'm preaching right now. Go ahead and send the offering in. Log on MissJProductions.com because y'all know I'm telling the truth. We got to do it. We win no matter what. That sound call, you make sure you log on NoLosing.com. He's also on Facebook and on Twitter. Make sure your kids get that for Christmas. That's an awesome gift. 3 full albums. They're not EPs that only have 4 or 5 songs. They're full albums. So fill up their iPod. When you buy them the iPod, when you buy them the phone, download all the music already so they don't download all that mess. You wonder why your girl's popping their booties and they only 6 years old and the dude's grabbing their crotch and they don't even know what they got down there. Feed them what they need. Give them the music. Fill it up already so don't have no more room to add no more mess on there. Make sure you play it throughout the house and get to dancing with them. I don't know why I feel that so heavy in my spirit. I'm going to help some parents out there understand your children more. Why are they going crazy and doing the things that they're going to do? What are you feeding them? What are you allowing them to watch? What are you allowing them to listen to? There's no losing. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Ms. J in the morning.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J in the morning.
Live worldwide.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. PST, 10 a.m. EST.
Focus.
OT. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions.
Subscribe to the show.
blogtalkradio.com/Miz MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Making it happen right here, Miss J in the morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And we are now featured on iartistradio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you log on and download the iTunes app. You can listen to the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, morning inspiration, and your girl, Miss J in the morning. 24/7, download the iTunes app. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and all my family out there on the East Coast. No matter where you're calling from, I'm grateful for you. Had a quick commercial break today, Miss J in the morning, spiritual warfare, y'all. Y'all know I'm going through some things. Y'all know most of the time when I'm on air talking about things, the stuff that I'm going through, I don't just get up here and think that I'm preaching to y'all or I'm saying, oh, the Spirit is telling me that somebody out there is going through. No, I'm going through hell, y'all. What's tripping in my life? It's spiritual warfare. And then they want to sit there and like, what's wrong? Why are you so upset? See, that's how the enemy does. He's slick and he's a coward. He's going to go through other folks. He ain't going to come at you directly. He's going to send distractions. He said he came to kill, steal, and destroy. It's not that he's coming to try to kill your body. He doesn't want you dead. Yeah, I said it. He doesn't want you dead. He's not going to make you get in an accident and that type of thing to kill you. The reason why I say that is because you have to use wisdom. If you're dead, how are you going to distract somebody else? How are you going to get everybody else messed up and everybody else angry? He's going to kill your dreams, kill your hopes, destroy your bloodline. Yes, rob you of your blessings once you get distracted. That's what he's. I came to kill, steal, and destroy. He'll allow you to do certain things so you can make your own choice. He'll put you in situations so you can make the choice to do something. God will allow it because we have a choice. He's still a gentleman. God is not going to force himself, but the devil is a coward. And I'm telling you, it was an awesome quote, changed my life, and I tell it all the time, an awesome quote that says, we know the devil is a liar, and we know he's a loser, but one thing he is not is a quitter. I'm going to say it again. We know the devil is a liar. We know he's a loser. But one thing he is not is a quitter. If he ain't going to quit, then who you think you is to give up because you done went through some stuff? I might as well just throw my hands up. We talk about all this craziness that I'm going through that I done been through in 2012. We might as well just hang our hats up. Forget the Mayans telling us the world go in. We can end it ourselves. What you still getting up in the morning for? If you truly want to be depressed, then go ahead and don't go to work. Don't get up. Don't go to work. Call your boss and say, I ain't coming no more. Tell your kids we ain't going to eat no more because I'm depressed. I'm going through some things. Y'all know that ain't going to work. So we need to get up out of that mess. Well, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We taking it back. I'm going to play nothing but warfare music right here today. Shout out to One Girl Gospel Man. Management. One Girl Gospel Management. My girl Cynthia Woods Harris doing it big. CEO, manager, head sister in charge. Doing it big with JDKT. Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock got it on lock right here on Miss J in the Morning. Markella Walker, only 18 years old, got a voice out of this world, doing it big. They all on Facebook. I was watching late last night some videos. I had to laugh because it's amazing how people, you think about your gifts and things that God has blessed you with, and I'm glad God did not give me the gift of singing. Because if I could sing like these girls, y'all would hate me. I have YouTube, Facebook. Every time you turn on Facebook, I have some kind of video trying to sing and do the runs like Beyonce, and I'll be all up in the video. So let's just bless God that I'm walking in my calling and singing ain't. Because these girls is off the chain. Excuse me. They're doing things with their voice that I'm like, how? She's just 18. This girl, she ain't even out of mama house yet. Is she paying any bills? She doing it big. God is blessing her. They're doing JDKT, the entire group, singing a cappella, y'all. No music. And that's why I'm like, oh, I like that band. And it's not a band. They're doing it with their voice. Just amazing. So shout out to all the girls. With Markella Walker, she's God's soldier. We fighting. We all on the front line. So we're going to go ahead and get into some music, and we'll be right back after this. This is Markella Walker, God's soldier, the next generation taking over. Little Rock got it on lock. And when we get back, rep your city. The area code check-in coming up, Ms. J in the Morning.
God is the ruler of all things. Life ain't as hard as it seems. He said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things in life may hurt, but he want us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go. I know we had plenty more blessings.
just doing it big, make sure you log on to artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Support local artists. They're on YouTube. They're on Facebook, Twitter. Look them up. She's my friend. They own my page. So if you connected to me, you connected to them. Make sure you log on to my website, MissJProductions.com. No matter how you do it, make sure you stay connected. Shouts out to everybody that's listening out there. Those of you listening on your computer, go ahead and get in on this because it's time for the area code check-in. Dial 714-816-4743. I always laugh at this moment because as soon as I say that, okay, I'm going to go ask. Somebody got to tell me on Facebook. Those of you who are listening on your computer, if you have the opportunity to call in, y'all wait until the area code check-in just so your number can pop up. I love it. As soon as I say the area code check-in, I promise y'all, like 10 to 18 people just call in at the same time. And I love it. I love Refuge City, and I love it too. So we're going to go ahead and call in right now, 714-816-4743. No matter where you are around the world, it's time to rep your city. I got some area codes. Of course, I'm not familiar with it. I'm going to have to get on Google and look some of these area codes up to see where y'all at so I can give shouts out to these cities that's calling in and supporting you, girl, Miss J. Miss J in the morning. Area code check in. Here we go. 209-662-504-916-704-484-832-3514-317-0310-516-0. I see you too. 702, you just called in. I got you. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you so much. 403, where is 403, y'all? I'm telling you these area codes. 313, thank you for calling in. Thank you so much for your support. Grateful. Those of you listening on your computer, HP's on lock, Dell on lock, Gateway, Acer, tablets. No matter how you called in, iPhone, Android, flip phone, BlackBerry, smartphones, no matter how you're listening, Sprint, Metro PCS on lock, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T. Shout out to Verizon. Shocked me. 2012 won in Consumer Reports the best cell phone carrier in 2012, best in customer service in 2012. It blew me away. I thought for sure AT&T was going to have it on lock because y'all just addicted to the iPhones and the Apple stuff. And I'm like, okay, AT&T going to have it on lock. But no, Verizon took it over. Virgin Mobile, Verizon, they're connected, doing it big in Consumer Reports for 2012. So who y'all think going to have it in 2013? I don't know. I was thankful to Sprint for a long time. I think they still might get it. What y'all think? I don't know. Shout out. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know who carrier you repping. Thank you for tuning in, everybody who's locked in to Ms. J in the morning. It's spiritual warfare today. I choose to live. I choose life, and I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight till there ain't no more fight in me. You can hate on me, hater. I don't care. The enemy mad. That's all he is. He's just mad. He sees your future. He know you're about to get what you've been waiting for. So he want to distract you. He want to get you all emotional. He want to get you upset. He want to make you get on Facebook and vent and cuss everybody out and send out nasty text messages because he know. He knows before you do. So when you get those feelings, take a step back real quick and say, you know what, I'd rather not say nothing at all than say something and cut somebody else up. Then I got to get my butt toe up and my stuff delayed. That's what he wants. He wants you to be delayed. What God has for you is for you. It ain't for nobody else. You can't miss it. The only way you can give it up, you can surrender it by feeding into all that mess. The devil hates you. He don't like you. He don't like you. He don't like nobody you connected to. He don't like your pets. He don't like your shoes. He don't like your hair. He don't like your house, your car. He don't like nothing about you. He hates you. We need to tell him that I hate you too. We're going to get into my favorite artist. Y'all know I love repping this dude. I'm going to get him on the show. I'm decreeing and declaring it. I'm saying it worldwide. Molly Music, if you listen and you follow me on Twitter, y'all, and I'm following him, I'm a huge fan. Molly, I need you on the show. This is the first song I heard from Molly Music. Fell in love with this dude. Awesome ministry. This song is called I Hate You. It's a letter to the enemy. I hate you. Spiritual warfare right here, Ms. J in the morning. Let's go, y'all.
Like you on my nerves. Forget what you used to, forget what you heard in the words. A light on lap, I feel the bit I walk with. The more I eat, the more I hate the mouth that you talk with. Holiness before me, pull me back when I get near it. I punch you in the face if you were in the spirit.
But the enemy comes on me to give you a trying to take you out. It feels good, but you're dying, man. And it's nasty and it's mean. Come on, the winning team. Don't play with him no more. You see, I had to let him go. Cause I ain't you a lie, and the truth ain't in me. Trying to do my parents, my brother, my sister. You want to kill me.
I was gifted, but Christ unfold me. Don't believe the lie, y'all, the devil's phony. He's just a mad cause he can't hold me. No, got an open door, he can't close. Trying to take me down, yeah, he can't close. I got a word now, y'all, and I'm going low.
Like no weapons formed against me, though. You can never prosper.
Never seen the righteous of the Lord forsaken. Never seen the tired of this mess, sick of this thing, better we are complex. Holy Ghost running up, better do what they do, and I'm a sprinkle all the edges on you. Yes,
you
trying to make me do wrong when I'm right.
I'm
trying to speak up to my new life.
You want to steal me,
I'ma make it hard again. I refuse to follow you and fail. Grandmama and you.
Y'all, he don't like you, and I don't like him either. On behalf of all of us, I hate you. You a lie, and the truth ain't in you. From the depths of my soul, I really mean it. I hate him, and he hates you too. You're supposed to hate the devil. You're going to hate anybody, hate the devil. And you fight, and you tell him, I hate you. Y'all wondering why so much stuff is going on in your life is because the devil don't like you. He going to use the closest ones to you. He going to use your mama. He going to use your daddy. He going to use your husband, your wife, your kids, your boss. He going to use the man at the store that you done know all your life. Now, all of a sudden, he don't want to give you change for a dollar. And you know you need change to go downtown and park the parking meter. And now you got to go to a whole other store. Yeah, I'm talking about a personal experience. Because he don't want to give you four quarters just to make you late and distract you. I'm telling you, the enemy is slick. He is slick, and he will try anything to get you off focus on what God has for you. That's what we're talking about today, spiritual warfare. I just want to let everybody know, make a special announcement. Those of you who are calling in, if you get a busy signal or if you're on and you get accidentally knocked off, I want to officially apologize. It's also a blessing, though, because so many people are calling in at the same time. Sometimes you have to hang up and try again, and if you call in at the same time, sometimes it'll kick somebody out. So I'm grateful for y'all fighting to log on and to keep it locked with me, but keep staying in there. Hold on with me. I'm talking to the administrators to let them know, hey, I got so many folks calling in. They're getting upset because they're getting kicked out, locked out, blocked out, and they're trying to get in, so the capacity is being maximized, and we're doing all that we can to make sure that everybody gets in and get what they need. And I'm so grateful for all of you who continue to tune in, continue to keep it locked right here on this day in the morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Today we are talking about spiritual warfare. You want to know why things are going on? It's because it's the God in you. That's what it is. We're going to get into some music, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, y'all. This is Stacia from Atlanta, Georgia. And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
You're listening to The Sound.
The enemy don't like you. He sees the God in you. That's why people hating on you, they getting jealous. It's okay. It ain't you. It ain't really your hair. It ain't really because you got the new car. They see the God in you. It ain't your clothes. It ain't your profile pic. It ain't the blessings. They see the God in you. And they want it in them. They just don't recognize that they already have it. Everything you need, you already have. Everything you need, you already have. God has already promised to supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Everything you need, he has already promised to supply it, so just thank him for it. You ain't got to beg him for it. Quit worrying about it. Quit tripping about it. He got it. Everything else, he also said he'll do exceedingly abundantly above anything and everything that you could even ask or even think of. Those are the blessings of God. Those are the supernatural things that he does when he puts the super on the natural, when you expect to get your check. And then all of a sudden somebody bless you with some money and you're like, what? I wasn't even expecting this. You know, you expect one thing and you do something else. That's just God. He's just awesome like that. Spiritual warfare today, Ms. J, in the morning. I got a few announcements to make. Those of you who are calling in, I get numerous text messages and emails. I'm grateful for all of you. Those of you who want to say something online, you guys call in and then you hit number one because the announcer says if you want to talk to the host, make sure you press number one. Well, because we have an overwhelming amount of people who would love to say something on the line, I would have to be on air all day to get y'all to say something because you got to keep it real. Y'all know y'all don't know how to keep it to 5-10 seconds. Y'all want to give y'all whole testimony, and I love you for that. I love for you wanting to send an encouraging word. The best way to do it, even if you want people to hear it worldwide, you have an announcement to make, if you want to have something special to say that you want me to play on air, all you have to do is call our office and leave us a voicemail. Area code 209-286-MS-J. Again, 209-286-6495. If you leave us a voicemail, we can actually record the voicemail and we can play it online to let everybody hear what you have to say. That's the best way to do it. I know some of y'all get frustrated. I placed number one, and I want to say something. You ain't never picked me. Well, that's because there's 48 people that's trying to say something online, and I have to be fair and make sure that everybody gets the opportunity. So the best way to handle it until I do a show where I open up the lines to everybody is for you to call 209-286-6495, 209-286-MS-J. It's the end of the show. Spiritual warfare today on Ms. J in the morning. So after we done fought, after we done declared the word, after we believe it, received it, shook off all the damage, the only thing we got to do is step back and watch God work while we leave. And I love all of you guys. It's my boy Omav's right here, Ms. J in the morning. Watch them work. Make sure you hit them up, theflycompany.com. Download the songs. It's available on iTunes now. You heard it first. Right here, Ms. J in the morning. Shout out to all of y'all. I love you so much. I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah.
What up, world? It's your boy, Omav's. And you know I'm rocking with Ms. J in the morning. And it's oh so priceless.
My company. Guys on me. Now I'm ready. It may rain, confetti. Yeah. All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me even if they hit my pocket. Steady enemy, how you like me now? This ain't season, no partner, this shit ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, hey. Still in the game. On a different team, no Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even tripping, though. Anointed, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. It's my father's name. Yahweh is a king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up, I got it all. No more robbing from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. He was Christ, the devil thought he had. Shut out the face cause his beat is kinda swag. Now you can dust me, I hit the cat daddy. Praise God, I just wanna see you have.
Now watch me work.
Raising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. The
I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out, witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop been sloppy. So I gotta say these squares are sloppy. Everything they said is fake, swap me. That's why the enemy out tryna stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge inside though. God got me when I messed up. Time
watch me run. Now watch me run. Watch me run. Yeah. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me
run. Team Jesus stand up.
Now watch me run.
Fly coast stand up.
Watch me run.
Priceless stand up.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work. What does that mean? You may say. I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you get a job, whether you tweet, whether you on Facebook, whatever you do, as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they're watching you, they're watching him. Yeah. Hey, so watch me work.
Now watch me work. Watch me work.
Hey, I'm up.
Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work.
Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work.